Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite news subject to talk about. I think anything that creates good discussion, anything that you can talk about with other people, that you can exchange ideas without getting angry at each other, and you can share opinions and broaden your own thoughts on things. I think those are the best subjects to talk about.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now, 7:46 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things. Wichita homicide total, 22 in the first 23 weeks of the year.
Two.
Motorcycle rider critically injured in North Wichita.
One.
Historic meeting between leaders of U.S. and North Korea. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Eastbound traffic really slowing down in that road construction right now. On Kellogg near I-235. Road construction there yesterday, things bottlenecked, and that went down to two lanes there. So it's really slowing down right now. And, of course, today we've got a ramp closed out there, and that is new today. That ramp closing is the ramp from westbound Kellogg to northbound I-235. Ramp closed until October. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and hot today. 20% chance for rain later today. Our high, 93 degrees. 50% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low, 71. Wednesday, 50% chance for showers and storms. Tomorrow's high, 87. Now, mostly cloudy, 79 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted, and an alarming story out of Florida, where a Florida man has been sentenced to 90 days in jail for dragging his dog behind his truck until it died. The Pensacola News Journal reports 71-year-old Thomas Ward was sentenced last week. He previously pleaded no contest in one count of aggravated animal cruelty. Witnesses told authorities they saw Ward dragging his pit bull, which had been tied to the truck's hitch, and followed Ward to his Pensacola home, where they say he took the dog's lifeless body to a shed. Law enforcement responded, reported finding the dead dog. And the necropsy revealed that the dog died from asphyxiation and wounds consistent with road rash. Why would someone do that to their dog, Ted? I guess, yeah, we can't explain
We
that.
Can't.
It's just no. It's just ugly, and it's stupid, and I don't know whether he's drunk or out of his mind, but you don't do that to animals, right? The Dow finished up, that is, for the fourth straight day Monday.
Okay. Stocks on Wall gained across the board. In fact, the Dow was up for a fourth day in a row. It did come off its earlier highs, had been up over 86 points. Finished higher by 6 at 25,322. The NASDAQ composite up 14 at 76.59. The S&P 500 up 3 at 27.82. We saw some winners on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, including names such as United Health, Chevron, and Caterpillar. Under pressure, McDonald's, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and Intel. Some of the financial stocks turned into the red. Right near the close, for example, J.P. Morgan finished down 0.25% at 110. Fitbit up 15% at a new high there, and Tesla also gained. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
Lawyers for Maryland and the District of Columbia accused President Trump in federal court Monday of profiting on unprecedented scale from foreign government interests using his Washington, D.C. hotel. But a Justice Department lawyer insisted Trump is not breaking the law because he provided no favors in return. Mayors from 7 U.S. cities and states where marijuana is legal said Monday they have formed a coalition to push for federal marijuana policy reform just days after President Trump expressed support for bipartisan congressional legislation to ease the federal ban on pot. So now, Ted, as you know, we've got states and localities across America who are legalizing recreational marijuana use, but it's still against the federal law. So that's what they're looking at here. Maybe get a little more coordination there. Seattle leaders said Monday they plan to repeal a tax on large companies like Amazon and Starbucks as they face mounting pressure from businesses and about face just a month after unanimously approving the measure to help pay for efforts to combat a growing homelessness crisis. Business didn't like that idea very much at all.
No, they did not.
Seattle leaders, I don't know that they fought through that very well. I mean, why would you do that? Didn't you see it might have some negative consequences for business? I guess they didn't.
No.
No, why not? All right, it's 7:51 now. Steve and Ted, Wichita needs to take bold steps. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Wichita is behind other Midwest cities. That was one thought Monday evening from James Chung, a Wichita native and analyst with strategy firm Reach Advisors. Chung says while other cities have invested in their infrastructure as they rode the national economic recovery, Wichita has remained in recession. He says Wichita needs to take some bold steps if it wants to see growth. Wichita Optometry is growing by buying two other practices, buying Mulvane Vision Care and Wichita Vision Care. The acquisitions give Wichita Optometry two more full-service locations for a total of four, and it takes their optometrist count to seven. The terms of the deal not disclosed. And Alex Harb says his newest Medi's restaurant is set to open a little later than expected. Harb had hoped to have the restaurant at Douglas and Washington ready for customers during the summer. Now he says it should be open in September. The restaurant will be across the street from his Rivet Computers location on the southwest corner of that intersection. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, is there anything specific that Mr. Chung has said that Wichita needs to do? There are a lot of people who like to do something, but was he specific about bold steps?
Well, he said there's no magic bullet. There's no one magic bullet that can solve Wichita's issues. It just takes action from within, from the people, not necessarily elected leaders, but action from people to get involved and make Wichita a better location. I spent some time with him yesterday. He's on my podcast this week. That comes out on Friday, so...
Well, I did an interview.
Interesting stuff.
Did an interview with him on our issue show a couple of years ago whenever that first report came out. And he showed some of the problems we had as a community. There are a lot of numbers involved. But to quantify this down to what can I do? Is there something we can do? Do we need to, something special? Ted, got any ideas? Ted and I are not going to solve this morning, but, and I guess we're doing some research around this town, trying to get people involved and come up with ideas.
One of the things he talked about was investment.
Yeah.
Other communities of the same size and throughout the Midwest, as we recovered from recession, really invested in infrastructure, and there was private investment as well, much, much more than there has been in Wichita.
Hmm. Well, I think about infrastructure. I think about, streets and pipes, right? Is that what thinking about?
And amenities downtown and things like that.
All right. All right. Well, we didn't solve that one today, but maybe maybe at some point we will. Hey, we were talking earlier, Ted was and I were talking about the fact that there were only two arrests at the River Festival this year by police, and we had Mary Beth Jarvis on talking about the Riverfest just a few minutes ago, and it looks like it's going to be almost a record setter for attendance and so forth. But Ted, somebody got arrested for slapping a horse in the nose. Is that right?
That's what we understand.
Well, I did that one time of my
Candygram for Mongo.
My sister-in-law.
Yeah, exactly.
My sister-in-law is small. She has one of those mini horses, and he was misbehaving. I won't say how, but I went up there and slapped him right across the nose, and he stopped in a hurry. But I didn't think I was doing anything wrong, but. Of course, when you're talking about a police officer,
police horse is different than a
horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're special, right? Do they wear
not a wise action?
No,
there.
No.
Okay, today is National Red Rose Day. I bring this up because I know that you and Ted are big fans of flowers and so forth.
Of course, June is the birth flower, is the rose, and of course the red rose, highly decorative. And any thoughts on the red rose, or did I make a mistake in even bringing this up today?
Red roses are nice, and certainly, you know, I guess there are different colors of roses that signify different things, right?
Yeah,
red roses for love and white roses.
Who did that song, Ted?
Else?
Red roses for a
blue lady.
Who was that? Bobby V or Bobby Vinton?
He might have done a recording of
like
it.
That. All right. It's Red Rose Day, so celebrate any way you want, okay?
I'll be dancing down here.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. That's always. Bless your heart. 7:55 now with Steve and Ted. And stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour.
Andy Williams recorded that.
Could be. We have the latest on a U.S. North Korean agreement signed in Singapore. Ted has sports news.
Hey, Ted. Yep, a rare visit from the Reds into play the Royals. We'll have a preview coming up in sports.
Plus, of course, entertainment news, the Blur with Ted Woodward.
That's right. We've got some interesting items coming up in the Blur.
And weather and traffic all coming up. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.
If you're going to be grilling this weekend, kick it up and...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.